This is Senator Al Simpson. The Food and Drug Administration is cracking down hard on misleading labels which con our consumers with false promises of healthy food. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the FDA has joined the march down the warpath against companies who stretch the truth on food packaging. It seems Madison Avenue has joined the old health kick, but too often they make claims that just aren't so. Cholesterol-free looks pretty good on paper, but it often ignores how food may be filled with saturated fats, something still not very heart-smart. So far, most companies have agreed to stop all of their shenanigans and remove labels that promote freshness and expansive health claims that just aren't true. A good start, but the FDA still has a long way to go. Ted, American consumers are pretty savvy. They usually can tell fact from fiction, but they still deserve to know exactly what is and is not healthy for them to eat. Brush the crumbs off that fat-free donut, Ted, and get a real fresh outlook on this one.
Al, the Food and Drug Administration deserves the high marks it got for that crackdown, but it takes more than a campaign against phony fresh orange juice and misleading cholesterol ads to convince Congress that the FDA is doing its job. While the agency touted those actions, a Blue Ribbon panel released a hard-hitting report that documents just how far the agency falls short in its mission. FDA is supposed to regulate the health and safety of a vast array of food, prescription drugs, and other consumer items. One quarter of all the products in the nation's GNP come under its jurisdiction. But the panel of experts found the agency overextended and underfunded, hamstrung by bureaucratic confusion and red tape, and plagued by decrepit lab facilities. So all your cheerleading against phony cholesterol and orange juice is just so much mouthwash, Al. Why not give FDA the resources it needs to do the job right? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.